Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day with Charlamagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Donkey of the day for Monday, September 23rd goes to police officer Dennis Turner. Now, let the record show, Dennis Turner is an Orlando police officer. Where is Orlando? Florida. All right. Salute to everyone who listens to us on 104.5 The Beat in Orlando. Dropping the clues bombs for my folks in Orlando. D Strong, what's happening? Now, what does your Uncle Charla always tell you? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, okay? The wildest thing about Florida is it's not just the citizens of Florida who are nuts. It's everybody. The whole infrastructure of Florida, from top to bottom, from the governor to the garbage man. That crazy gene that exists in the Sunshine State is just there living dormant in people's bodies ready to be activated. And this story that I'm about to tell you is no different. Now, Dennis Turner isn't the only donkey in this situation, okay? Administration at Lucius and Emma Nixon Elementary Charter School, they're going to get some of this hee-haw, too. I recommend that the staff there, teachers, principals, guidance counselors, everybody needs to step down because they clearly don't know how to communicate or interact with children. Now, salute to the young 6-year-old queen named Kaya. Drop on the clues bomb for Kaya. Kaya is 6 years old. All right, that's like first grade. All right, minding her business, going to school, doing what 6-year-olds do. And she had a tantrum. It happened. She's six. Kids throw fits. All right, they are kids. They have low emotional IQs. They may not know how to use their words correctly, whatever. But just remember, she's six. All right, six is the magic number here. Six. All right, the kid may not know how to act, but adults should. And I must say that all the adults in this situation failed young Kaya. Let's go to WFLA NBC 8 for the report, please.
Kaya Roll is like most little girls. She loves pink and has a cheery outlook on life. But after what her grandmother says happened on Thursday, the bubbly 6-year-old has little room to focus on school after she got a call from a school resource officer saying Kaya was arrested.
So there was an incident and she kicked somebody. And she's being charged and she's on her way.
Marilyn Kirkland says her granddaughter's journey to the juvenile detention center by Orlando police officers began at Lucius and Emma Dixon Academy Charter School.
She's arrested and she has a charge. She's charged with battery. She has a medical condition that we're working on getting resolved. So he says, what medical condition? So I said, you know, she has a sleep disorder, sleep apnea. He says, well, I have sleep apnea and I don't behave like that.
The first grader handcuffed and carted off, where the grandmother says she was fingerprinted and even had a mugshot taken.
How? Why? For what? First of all, let's start with the school. Fire everybody. All right, hit the reset button. Start over. If you don't have adults who can deal with 6-year-old kids' temper tantrums, then they don't need to be in charge of our kids. All right, as parents, we send our kids to these schools, and we trust these people with our kids. If they have temper tantrums, if they get pissed off, I would hope that people have coping mechanisms. All right, this is why we need professionals in these schools who specialize in SEL, social and emotional learning, teach kids how to deal with their emotions, not, you know, throw them to the system at 6 years old. Now, Dennis Turner, he is the school resource officer. Dennis, you, my friend, are a certified sucker. All right, you must not have any kids, no nieces or nephews, no grandchildren, because there's no way in hell you thought this was the proper way to handle a 6-year-old having a temper tantrum. All right, you handcuffed this kid, put the kid in the back of a police car, took him to a juvenile center to be fingerprinted, and she had a mugshot?
It's crazy.
6 years old? They charged a 6-year-old with a misdemeanor battery charge? As a parent or grandparent, you asking too much of me to do something like that to my child and expect me not to retaliate. Not to mention, Kaya is a little black girl. I don't think this happens if it's a little Caucasian girl, right? But there's no one who can tell me that this was the proper way to handle this 6-year-old little girl, period. All right, kids are born with emotional reactions, crying, frustration, anger, sadness, fear. And you do realize that the way we react to kids' emotions has an impact on the development of their emotional IQs. All right, what the adults in this situation did was called emotional invalidation. All right, how would this young girl ever learn how to manage her emotions? All right, when you teach kids to identify their emotions, you give them a framework that helps them explain how they feel, which makes it easier for them to deal with those emotions in a socially appropriate way. What lesson do you think this young 6-year-old girl is going to learn from being arrested? Not a damn thing. How can you help kids properly manage their emotions when you can't even manage yours? Please give Officer Dennis Turner and the Lucius and Emma Nixon Elementary Charter School the biggest hee-haw. I mean, my God, man. Jesus.
That's crazy.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.